Colleges are struggling with all kinds of changes, including policies about alcohol, but you can rest assured that one institution is still going strong, the marching band. Traditional marching bands are what you typically hear at halftime during football games, you know, 76 trombones and all that. But there are other varieties. Show-style bands are popular among Southern black colleges. Made famous in the 2002 movie Drumline, these bands employ complicated choreography and eschew traditional fight songs. There are also scramble bands. We'll get to those a little later. We want to hear your favorite stories about college marching bands. Are you in one now? Why did you join? If your college days are long gone, what memories do you have of your school's band? Our number here in Washington, D.C. is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Our email address is totn@npr.org. The University of Virginia's Cavalier Marching Band makes its debut on Saturday when the UVA Cavaliers play the University of North Carolina Tar Heels. They're UVA's first traditional marching band in decades. Bill Peace is their band director, and he joins us now by phone from his home in Charlottesville. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Neil.
So what do you have planned for Saturday?
Well, we've got about an 11-minute pregame show, which will be featuring songs of the University of Virginia that date back to the early 1900s. And going to do a 10-minute halftime show, which our halftime shows will change every single home football game. And this one we're doing a tribute to freedom. And then we've got some variety of different style tunes to play in between the plays, some cheers, and then some things you might hear on the top 40 stations, just kind of get the players going.
We should note this is not the same marching band that has graced the UVA football field in years past. What's new?
Well, I was hired to put together a marching band of University of Virginia students that would be similar to a band, Michigan, Texas, Southern Cal, Virginia Tech, James Madison style bands. But what I like about it is every band has their own identity, and that's kind of defined by the university.
Your band, I understand, has not had a lot of time to practice.
We've had about 2 weeks of preparation, and that's pretty amazing. Most times a football team would have time to grow in the experience level from like a Division III to II to AA to 1A, and we have 2 weeks to get out and play on ABC television. So it's been quite a thrill.
You're band director. What do you see as the purpose of these marching bands?
Well, I think it's to provide energy, enthusiasm, represent the school in a positive, and show off the students and their musical abilities. Most of the great college marching bands around the country actually don't even have music majors in them.
Obviously, this Saturday, because of the coincidence of the date, rather more somber than you might normally plan. Do you have any more fun halftime shows planned for later in the season?
Yeah, we're going to change our shows every game, and one of our shows this year we're doing Van Halen and Aerosmith with electronics, which should be a lot of fun. The Clemson game, we're performing with the Temptations Review starring Dennis Edwards, where they'll sing and we'll play the background music for them. And then we also are bringing in the trumpeter from the David Letterman band, Al Chez, to do a swing show with us. And we're also going to do a rap show this year. So we're trying to do different variety shows for maybe what fits the game and what's happening in America at the time.
Bill Peace, thanks very much, and good luck to you.
Thank you for your time.
Bill Peace, director of bands at the University of Virginia, joined us by phone from his home in Charlottesville. And let's get a caller in. John joins us now from Kansas City.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
That's one of my favorite shows, you guys. I was just so thrilled just to hear that word again, marching band. It got me through school.
What did you play?
I played the trombone. I always enjoyed that front and center situation. So, but there's so many of my better memories came from, you know, music and the fellowship of a group that large. We had, you know, the basketball band, the jazz band, the orchestra, you know, marching band, concert band, the contests and the parades and the holidays, getting out of school early, dude. But it was, you know, it ended up becoming a vehicle to go with it into college, too. And I was at the University of Mississippi in Luther Snavely. the director there of the Pride of the South, we call it. It was just, it was, there was over 300 musicians and another 100 in the flag troop and the marching troop. And it, you know, it was quite an experience.
Now tell us the truth. Did you ever smack a piccolo player with your trombone?
I'll tell you, I did have quite a friendship with the saxophone and flute section right in front of the trombones and some of the, just because of the length of the slide, we were able to, you know, stay busy during those long rest periods. But, anybody that's been on the field with a big stadium packed, everybody directing their energy down to you, you know what it's like marking time and not messing up. And I think my favorite was in high school, we actually had a film of the halftime, and we used to, in Kansas City at Southwest High School, we used to spell Pride South, and I was the last guy in the last bottom line of the H, and I'll remember at the very end as we're leaving the field, for some reason, I did my normal turn to the left, and the entire rest of the organization turned right, and that's me, that's the little dot, you know, scandering off behind the last guy, just trying to look, make it look like nothing happened.
Absolutely, Norm, we do it this way all the time.
That's right. Oh, boy, tell you, wouldn't trade it for anything else on the planet, except for a good game of Frisbee golf, but I think that the marching band, anybody that's been there is going to have a great feeling. And of course, we never drank beer during these things.
Of course not.
Not one time. So,
John, thanks very much for the call.
A great show. And hey to all the other marching band musicians, you can stop marking time now.
Okay. Thanks for the call, John. Now let's turn to a lesser-known variety of the Scramble Band. For 30 years, University of Virginia students listened to the Virginia Pep Band, a notorious Scramble Band during athletic events. Let's take a listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting to you the finest Scramble Band in the ACC, it's the award-winning Virginia Fighting Cavalier Indoor Outdoor Precision Marching Pep Band and Cheddar Society Review Unlimited!
Rebecca Louie is director of the Virginia Pep Band and a senior at UVA. She joins us now by phone from Charlottesville, and it's nice of you to be with us today.
How you doing over there?
That music we're hearing doesn't sound all that different from a traditional marching band.
Well, the music isn't what's different. The way we get onto the field is different.
And how do you get on the field?
We don't march. We scramble, dance, jump, do whatever what the crowd wants to see, and we run into formation. And then once we get into formation, we will play our music or our song.
And formations, as I understand, with scramble bands can be a little less formal than those of their traditional counterparts.
Yes, we usually spell out words, we can put out shapes, whatever our joke tends to be when we're scrambling onto the field.
Well, for those of us who don't know much about them, tell us a little bit about scramble bands. What schools have them and which don't?
All the Ivy Leagues have a scramble band except for Cornell, and Cornell has a marching band, and another public university that does have a scramble band is Stanford. And the shows that we put on are humorous shows that basically are generally satires and poke fun at current events or other things that are going on in the world at that time.
And as sometimes happens with satire, not always well received. Tell us about West Virginia.
A couple years back, we played at the Continental Tire Bowl, and we put on a show on a spoof of The Bachelor. And we had our bachelor, a University of Virginia graduate, and we had two bachelorettes, one from West Virginia and one from UVA. And our Virginia graduate chose, of course, the University of Virginia bachelorette.
Now, UVA has gone with a more traditional marching band, so what's left for Virginia Pep?
Well, the Virginia Pep Band's still continuing, supporting community events, and hopefully playing for other things like club sports. And we are working on our Studco has just passed a resolution stating for the support of a two-band system, and we're hopefully working with the athletic department to work on that.
If you were performing at halftime at the Carolina game on Saturday, what might you form?
I wouldn't be able to tell you right now. We basically come up with our shows, and since our organization is made for less time more time for the members to do other things that they have to do in college, like study and everything,
mm-hmm.
We usually put together a show and everything, have it approved by the athletic department before we go on, and we'll practice the show the morning of the game.
Okay. Rebecca Louie, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And continued good luck with the Pep Band. Rebecca Louie is director of the Virginia Pep Band at the University of Virginia. She was with us on the phone from Charlottesville. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And now let's talk with Jim. Jim joins us from Summers Point in New Jersey.
Hi. I went to a Princeton-Dartmouth game a couple years ago, and the Dartmouth band was, although they were good musicians, they're a little bit free-spirited. They had jeans and T-shirts on, and they didn't really, they made some very strange symbols on the field. They sat down. They were good musicians, but really funny kind of free-spirited type of feel. And I was wondering if, like, the other Ivy League bands kind of shunned tradition, so to speak, and just went out there and did their thing.
Well, I think we just heard that, indeed, all the Ivy League schools, I think with the exception of Cornell, have these scramble bands. Did you enjoy it, Jim?
Oh, it was great. It was so funny because, you know, although the marching bands are good, I have a roommate that just went out for band to get into the games for free, and he was, you know, had the uniform and everything like that. But it was just funny. They almost took themselves serious in a not serious way. Like, how could they be the least serious Ivy League band? You know, it was, you kind of saw what they were doing, but it was refreshing. It really made you sit through the, you know, through the halftime.
Well, Jim, thanks very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Let's talk now with Liza. Liza joins us from Minneapolis.
Hi, Neil.
How you doing?
Good. I'm actually a graduate of the University of Minnesota in the Twin Cities here, and I was in the band for 4 years.
What'd you play?
Clarinet. And I met my fiancé in the band. He played sousaphone.
And did you meet in the normal course of a social exchange, or was this a result of an unfortunate collision?
No, this was, you're actually warned on the first day of SPAT camp, which is a two-week camp before band starts at the beginning of the season. Professor Lucard always warned everyone that most people find their spouse in the band, so he kind of gives you a forewarning that most people end up married, and that's true. I mean, I could list off probably 24 people that have met in the band and are now married.
In addition to yourselves, well, how's it worked out for you and the tuba player?
Oh, great. Great. It was the best time I had in college. It was the best thing I did. They kind of become like your surrogate family. The band is about 300 people, and you rehearse up to 20 hours a week. So it's kind of a part-time job, but those people become your best friends, and I still see a lot of the people that I played with on a weekly basis. So they do become your family in college.
Well, Liza, thanks very much for the call.
Thanks, Neil.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
And let's go now to Edward. Edward's on the line from Palo Alto, California.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead, Edward. You're on the air. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes, I was in the Stanford band from about 1997 to 2001.
And was this a scramble band?
Yes, sir.
And what was it like?
It was like the world's largest roaming party. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Now,
the Final Four to Beijing, China, to the Rose Bowl.
You got to go to Beijing in a scramble band?
Oh, yeah. We were invited by the nation of China.
And when you performed, what symbols did you form when you scrambled down onto the field?
Well, we didn't perform on a field in China. We performed actually on the Great Wall of China and in several breweries and on stage.
What is your favorite, if you had to come up with one favorite incident from your career at the Stanford Scramble Band, what would it be?
Favorite incident would probably be turning the corner onto the Rose Bowl parade in nearly complete disarray and snapping into place the minute we landed on the street. It's beautiful. Thing of beauty.
Edward, thanks very much for that recollection. We appreciate
it. Okay.
People calling in with their recollections of marching bands, scramble and traditional. We thank all of you for your calls. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.